Morning. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today looking at password reuse. So everyone gets breached. At this point in time, everyone's got the credit card notice. It actually took me a while. I was surprised. It was about maybe a month ago now. It was in May. Now this is June. I'm recording this. That I got the letter, right? Your credit card has been flagged and stolen. Please, watch for a new card and tear up your old one. But it took me a while. I was kind of disappointed. I was like, I really, really want to get my card stolen too. What the heck? Is my card not good enough? So, pretty happy when I finally got popped. Same thing with passwords. Everyone's passwords are getting popped. So, if you haven't already, change your password because you need to. And the tip for anyone running an enterprise system is to look for password breaches and be proactive and ready for them. So, for example, recently GitHub announced, and this was actually, when I say recent, really recent, it was like yesterday, that they had detected anomalous login behavior. A bunch of people were trying to log in to GitHub accounts, surprise, surprise, with known passwords. Passwords that had been compromised from LinkedIn, from MySpace, from Twitter, from everywhere else. So people, criminals, had basically aggregated all these password lists, wrote a bot, and was logging into GitHub trying to figure out what creds were sufficient. GitHub fortunately caught this, which is good. How many of us can say we have good detective controls to notice something like this happening? And then put out a notice to let everyone know, and then to the affected accounts, did a password reset on them. Pretty good. Not too bad. Good detective control. On the other hand, LinkedIn was very very much in prevention mode. After a bunch of accounts got compromised, after a bunch of passwords were leaked, LinkedIn downloaded those lists and checked its own database. And for users who are reusing passwords, those users got a specialized reset your password link, which I think is kind of cool. So LinkedIn was actually 2-3 steps ahead by knowing that people reuse passwords, by knowing that attackers can use this data, and check their own database, check their own stuff, and let people know. Again, how many of us can say that? So with all these passwords that are going on, with all these compromises that are going on, take a moment in your systems, especially if you're maintaining web systems, especially if those web systems are very popular and used by many different organizations and different folks. Take a moment to see if there's password reuse going on, and take a moment to make sure that you got a good detective control and use case in place to catch if someone is trying to use those passwords to log into all the different accounts. Good thing to do, good thing to have ready, good thing to know how you're going to respond. Perhaps have the boilerplate blog ready, boilerplate email ready, get all this stuff codified, put in your instant response. Because we know it's going to happen. Just as sure as I'm going to get another credit card stolen, passwords are going to continue to be leaked, and people are going to continue to reuse passwords. So let's get ahead of the problem and figure out how we're going to respond. That's it. Have a good day.